Hi, Jen. And actually, before we hit record, we were just talking about how you're changing your name. So, what a better place to start than there?
Yeah, I'm really excited because I've changed so much. I kind of decided to go with the flow and change my name and my business, which used to be Jen's Intuitive Work. And I just felt like I needed to take my actual name out of there and just call myself Intuitive Work because intuitive does work.
It does. So you were also saying that you've changed your name on social media accounts. So if people are looking for you, that's
Yes.
something they should look for.
Yes, definitely.
And speaking of that, you are super active on social media.
I try my best.
You do very well. You do very well, even in special groups. I've noticed like the Galactic Federation and the Light Language. So I've definitely noticed you share there too. So where can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. And I also have a website that has a link in it that you can email me directly from there. It's called jensintuitivework.com at this time.
Yeah, I have checked it out. You have quite a bit of information there. So do you want to tell us a little bit about you? So, because even when I met you, I knew what you did, but as I got to, follow you on social media in a non-creepy way, I got to learn a little bit more about you. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, me. I am me. I love me, and I love helping other people love themselves too. I am very big on spreading light. There's way too much negativity and too much doubt and too much fear, too much guilt, all of this kind of low vibe. I like to keep it high vibe as much as we can, but also dive into the low vibe too when we need to, because there's nothing wrong with that. But I like spreading my light, so and helping other people recognize their light. So I kind of started my business journey with tarot cards like almost 30 years ago.
Oh,
And
wow.
yeah, a long time ago. And that's how I started. And I've always been very in tune. I've always known things before they happen. I have always seen colors around people, I've always seen chakras. I've been connected to my mediumship gifts when I was young. When my Nana passed, I woke up in the middle of the night at the exact time that she passed. And that was kind of how I understood what I'm doing in a way. It was when she passed, kind of. And it kind of grew from there. So, because of the negative, what would the word be? Vibe around tarot cards, because a lot of people hear tarot cards and they go,
Yeah, all based on the death card, which is probably I'd be more worried about a tower showing up in your deck than the death card. Let's
Right?
just put that out there right
Yes,
now.
and all the cards are actually really beautiful because, first off, death is a part of life. When we are born, we know that we are not going to be here forever. So, why do we hide from that? Why do we make that such an uncomfortable thing?
It's the only guarantee.
Right? It's a circle of life. And so, that's kind of like starting with tarot cards, and now my recent is shamanism. So, that's kind of helped me understand and help other people kind of understand the depths of it, right? So, just because it feels bad or it looks bad doesn't necessarily mean it's bad,
It
right?
doesn't
There's something
have.
that it's teaching you. And the tower card is like a really good one, but it's all about chaos. There's going to be some shakeup. There's going to be a little bit of destruction
Don't
before
we
there's
live in
positive
chaos?
growth. Isn't that a part of life, right? So why do we push away things that make us uncomfortable? And there's something about me, just me as myself, that can make people uncomfortable because I look at people directly in the eye. I don't have a problem with being who I am, but I find that it actually helps other people be who they are. So, you know what I mean? We're all lights and we all need to shine our authentic self.
It's like it allows you to see who they are, which I think most people don't even allow or don't even know who they really are and can't even see who they really are yet. So you're almost bringing light in the crack. If it was a rock and there was a slight crack in it, and you're shining light on that, and that
Yes.
allows them to peek and hopefully start their journey.
Yes. I've been called a gatekeeper lots, where I'm like the doorkeeper or the threshold keeper, where I just kind of high five you and help you go through your new.
I can
But
definitely see that with what you do.
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
So it started with tarot cards. And
yeah.
did you like start doing readings on the side, or like were you just did you jump right? How did that start?
Well, I feel it's in my blood, literally.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
My Nana from Belfast, Ireland, when she came here to Canada, she started doing meditation and she would do readings. Her type of reading, from what I understand, is automatic writing.
Like channeling?
Yeah, mm-hmm. where she would just, people would come to her and she'd have the paper and the pencil and she would write and that was your reading. So it was a little bit different than...
You have some of that.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I have your notes from our last reading.
Yes, so. If you have a reading with me in person, you're going to get notes. Because to me, what I have found throughout this progress and process of building my business, which is completely different all of the time, is my writing it out helps me clear it out. So nothing is, there's no remnants. There's nothing that's left with me. You get your notes, you get your spirit card message and a crystal sometimes, and then that's it. And it's almost like it closes that book with you. So then I can clear myself and do some quick work and then work with the next person. And it's, so it's, but it also has helped my intuition grow. So I always like teaching that in my classes, is writing is a very huge spiritual tool. It's a massive spiritual tool. If you write it, and yeah, you it want is. It, you're going
to
get it.
Because you have to write it, it's in your mind. You mm-hmm. physically write it, it touches paper, you're reading it. And with you, I know that you're speaking at the same time. So mm-hmm. you're really releasing it from almost all of your senses.
Yeah. Never really realized why I did it until about a few years ago. And I was like, that makes sense. I like this.
That's
so, yeah. Hmm. And from tarot cards, it's kind of gone into crystal work. I started working with chakras and people's energy and just kind of learned the crystals as I went back in the day. And I utilize crystals all the time. I really like working with Mother Earth and nature, and it allows us to come back to ourselves and ground a little bit and also replenish. Mm-hmm. So
what would you recommend regarding crystals for like a newbie, like someone who doesn't know where to start? Can we cover like a newbie, a medium, and then somebody who's more advanced? Do you have like
hardcore?
Like, I'm a hardcore crystaller.
Okay, hardcore crystaller, Moldavite.
Oh, right, yes, now, I just bought my piece. My second piece, actually.
Moldavite for sure for the hardcore crystal lovers, and for those that are being pulled to it too, even if you aren't a hardcore crystal lover and you know nothing about it, crystals speak to you. They do pull you in. You know, you might even just not know anything about crystals and just go right to the Moldavite. Like, mm-hmm. but that one is a very intense energy, I'm finding. And it's very popular, extremely popular. Every day I've been working in the store here for my friend Leah, I've been taking down the Moldavite every single day, at least twice. Every single day.
Wow.
It's almost like it's needed.
It is.
It's very
needed.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, for newbies or for beginners or just kind of starting on the journey of crystals, I love to suggest rose quartz and citrine, clear quartz. Those are really basic in a way, but they're so much more. So, but they're very much about the love and the joy and the clarity and bringing clarity to mind, body, and soul.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty great.
Yeah.
Yes. I like when someone new is coming into a store. I worked at a crystal shop too a little while ago, and I just always say, go with the one that calls you.
Mm-hmm.
But those are fantastic starters.
Yes.
I don't have enough rose quartz.
Right?
I have like huge chunks of it throughout my life. I'm like, I need you.
Aww,
stay near
yes.
me. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what about your semi-advanced, your medium crystaller?
The halfway through sort of delving into the crystal realm, what's coming to me right now is malachite.
Malachite, oh, yes.
Sodalite, and howlite. Howlite is a very calming stone. It's a peaceful stone. Some of us call it the sleeping pill. Mm-hmm. If you have a piece of howlite under your pillow or beside your bed, you're more likely to sleep better. And if you tell it to help you recall your dreams, it's very good at recalling dreams.
Oh, so that's perfect.
Yeah.
So they can get bracelets, anklets, or, you know, if they want to sleep with that. Because
mm-hmm.
I know that
yes,
there are quite a few people out there who do have sleeping issues. Or
yes.
So this could be a great remedy, even children.
Yes.
I think I'm going to get my teenager howlite. I'm not going to lie.
Howlite is, yeah, and it helps calm their energy. For my middle child, he is a powerhouse and he always has energy. And he, out of my three kids, absolutely adores crystals. He has his own little section in his room. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed he's had his howlite pulled out beside his bed on his windowsill. And he's actually
calming.
He's wondering, why am I so tired? Why am I feeling like I don't have a whole lot of energy? This is really nice, though. I feel really good. And so it's kind of interesting how I'm noticing that with him and how he just kind of goes with it.
Yeah, sounds like he follows what he needs.
Totally.
Can you imagine if we had crystals in like classrooms?
Oh, I wish we could.
In daycares?
I wish we could.
Nap time, pull out a chunk of howlite. Guys,
mm-hmm.
you know what to do.
Yes, and meditation in schools is something I've been really, really trying, and I was very close to starting just before COVID hit. And then it kind of was put on the backside. But I do feel like that will happen, because I do feel if we could bring more meditation and calm and peace, even just 5 minutes for every single child, imagine how, you know, and being mindful of themselves rather than, you know, projecting or looking outside of themselves, bringing it all back to who they are.
I think it'd be really important right now, especially because children definitely, they're more sensitive to adults. And if we're under more pressure everywhere we go, kids are sensitive to that, and they're going to school where basically it's like, you know, when you heat up atoms and they're just bouncing off of one another all the time with so much energy. I think this would be a great, what do you call it? Catalyst.
Yes.
So maybe you should look into that again.
I am. I'm putting that out there for the new school year for sure.
Yeah, you should pull that for off the back burner and put it on your favorite burner. We all have a favorite burner on our stove. You should put that one right there.
I'm doing it.
Yeah,
that'd be great. I will do that.
Yeah. Okay. So we covered the crystals, and I do know that you are big on crystal grids, which actually you've awakened that within me, and now I just can't get enough. Do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Yay! Yeah, crystal grids. To me, it's like playing. I love it because crystals do kind of reawaken our inner child, and they reawaken our wise one. So they kind of help bring all aspects of ourselves together when we are working with them. Crystal grids are great for anchoring energy. So if you're wondering what that means, it just means you're setting an intention. You're telling each stone before you place it into the grid, in its placing, what it's going to do.
Can you give us an example of an intention? Because I was actually listening to a book yesterday, and they said goals and intentions are very different. And it took me a long time. And I think if we better, my scalp is tingling.
That's a good one.
So if we got very clear on the difference and how to set intentions, especially with crystals or anything else, it'd be really nice if someone gave us a clear definition and example of how to set intentions.
I love that. Okay, goals and intentions are different yet the same. They're all intertwined because it's all connected, just like we're all connected. But intentions are basically, some people call it prayers. Everyone calls it different affirmations. Everyone's really different. But basically what you're doing is you're telling the universe, you're telling this crystal, this stone, what it is you're wanting. So being very precise with the words that you're using, the universe does not understand don't. It doesn't understand the word not. So if you say, I am not going to get sick, the universe is only going to hear, I am going to get sick. So it's very, very important to watch the words that you're saying and pay attention to the energy you're in. We're very distracted, we're very pulled away from ourselves, and we're very busy beings, especially nowadays. So give yourself some time. Don't just rush through it. It's a healing for you, and it's time for you, and it's time and energy and focus that you're putting into your goals or into your dreams or into your aspirations. So goals are like the big picture. That's, to me, I see goals as like the finish line. I made it. I got it. This is it. That sort of thing. Intentions are kind of the stepping stones that help you get to achieve that goal. Right? Because a lot of people with the law of attraction and intentions, I hear it a lot. And I'm not one to not put people in their place. I'm a very gentle, kind, loving, compassionate person, but I will definitely make you own it if you're not doing the work, right? So if you keep coming to me and you say, well, I'm doing this and I'm putting these intentions in there, well, what else are you doing about it? Well, that's it. Well, you can't just make a crystal grid and set the intentions and then walk away and expect the universe to say, okay, here, and plop it on your lap. You have to stay in that vibe.
Especially if you leave and your thoughts and your energy counteract what you just did vibrationally.
Exactly.
It's a bigger, like a microwave, you know, the waves. If that wave is more intense, it's going to override your intention one.
Yes.
So I really like that.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's about staying in that energy, staying in the vibe, staying in the frequency, whatever it is you want to call it. And being it, so feeling like it's still there. So that crystal grid is created wherever you've made it, your home, your office, outside, doesn't matter. And so that just means that it is set there. It's like set in stone, but a bum bum.
Oh, that was good.
That just flowed out. But you have to, and it's anchored there, so it's set in stone, but you still have to do the work for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You still have to be putting those intentions out even though you've left it. And being in the frequency like you deserve it. And it is going to come. And trusting and having faith rather than putting all that faith
in,
just into.
Oh, what they said to me was, it's not, it's, more than just having faith in the grid. It's having, actually, it's teaching you to have faith within yourself.
Yes.
Because your intentions come from you.
Yes.
They go into your, and you take them with you throughout the day.
Yes. Spiritual tools. That is something that I really like bringing people into, or helping them learn or understand or utilize or use. And that is a spiritual tool, because we are it.
Mm-hmm.
We are it. So these crystals, these cards, everything that's around us are tools, like building your home.
Mm-hmm.
You need those hammers.
You need those nails.
You need all those tools, right? If you didn't have the tools, it wouldn't be built.
Yes.
So,
and it's whatever intention I have, like I'm saying I have, because obviously you guys might not know, but I'm renovating from like every little corner of my house. So if I have an intention to use this hammer for this reason, that comes from me. The hammer is a tool.
That's right.
It has all this potential, but unless I have that intention and I carry it out.
That's right.
Then yeah. So that's actually a beautiful connection between intentions and crystal grids and any spiritual tool.
Mm-hmm,
because absolutely. Oftentimes I used to do this when I was younger, shuffle a deck, get my answer, and that was it. And then 3 seconds later, I would go back into my thought pattern and I would counteract what I just did.
Yes. So, right? Yes.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Touching on what we talked about, how crystal grids and tools, how does what you do help others? Like, why do people come see you? And what might be some of the things that are drawn to you? So I can speak from experience. I came to you after we lost our child, Lexi. And the information you gave me was great. But now I come to you for different reasons, mentorship or other life shifts. So why do people come see you? Or like...
I feel there's a broad range answer to that. Big one is the mediumship. I love bringing peace to people, knowing that even if you do not see a loved one, that does not mean they are not there. I like bringing answers and clarity with that, and peace, and sharing love. But the broad answer, I guess, in a nutshell, would be for clarity, because they're going through a shift or a transformation. I get all the time, this is awesome, I feel so great, you've just confirmed everything that I've been feeling, you've just confirmed everything that's been going on in the past month or two. How I started this, going back into tarot cards, most of the time people come to me because they wanted to know about the future.
Oh, yes.
It was all future, 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 future. And that's how I started. It was all future. And in my progress and my process with it, it's evolved from, because of the way the vibe has changed and the frequency with Mother Earth and the universe in whole, is we are not just in a future based, you know, the concept of that is kind of shifted. We'll put it that way, right? Mm-hmm. So I've gone from all people are wanting to know is future, to people knowing that they can change their future, that they are changing, that they're evolving. But they just need that person at that gate going, it's okay to go through here. It's safe. It's an unknown. You're going to be okay. Right? Mm-hmm. So people come to me basically for clarity, healing, helping to heal, helping them get through usually dark times, if you want, or heavier times. Right? Mm-hmm. I like to shine light into it.
Yes, you do.
Because the heavy times and the dark times, shadow doesn't exist without light. But when we get into those moments and into those phases, it's hard for us to see that. We're human beings. We go into a shell, we can go into a cocoon, and it's hard to pop our head out at times. I like to be the one that knocks on the door and says, hello, it's okay, you're okay, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
And I think the validation, too, is big. Because if, like we talked about earlier, we all have, everything comes from us. And it's there, so you use many tools, or they might be using many tools, and you come here to validate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And it's a soul to soul validation.
Right.
I really like that.
That is awesome. I like that wording or that label. I like it. Something else that's coming to me right here too in this moment is, oh, and it just left.
Tell it to come back. Come back.
Oh, thank you. Is we were so focused on future. Nowadays we're focused on past, present, and future. So I've noticed that a lot of people like diving into their past lives or into generational healing, right?
Yes.
Into ancestral healing. So we're being more pulled into all dimensional time or time dimensional areas, if you want to put it that way.
Why do you think that shift happened?
Why do I think? Because humanity needed it, and everyone who is alive on Earth right now is here to help and to shift it. We're breaking down an old way of being, and we are building up, creating a whole new way of being. So we're all kind of in the middle of it, and it's a very chaotic time, but it's a very beautiful time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very blessed to be alive and to be here for this and to plant these seeds, you know, and we all should be doing that. We all should be doing that. Mm-hmm. And where do we start? With ourselves. We have to start with ourselves. You can't point the finger at other things or other people or other experiences and blame it for why you feel this way or why you're reacting this way or why it's taking over your life that way. Right? So I like to lift people up, brush them off, and say, hey, let's do this. You're a powerful manifester. You're a powerful goddess or god, whatever it is. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. So I like to bring people back to themselves, and I like them to understand that, you know, intuition is real. Everyone has it. I have been saying this my whole entire being with my business is I am not some special guru being that fell from the stars. I'm a human being. I have my life. I have my chaos. I have my loveliness, and I have my not so much loveliness. I'm just like you. You are this. So to me, my business is me, and it's me. It's my life. I'm a very spiritual person every single moment of my life, not just when I'm sitting across the table from you. And it's me. So that's why I wanted to take my name out of it, because it's me, but I don't need to be there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kind of like with the lights flashing, you just get me out of it, because I want you guys, everyone to know, which I do feel everyone is starting to see and recognize, especially in the past decade, is they are intuitive. I am a healer. Okay. Oh, wow. I am empathic. Oh, my goodness. I do know things before they happen. Oh, my dreams do come true. Right? And so many people are scared of it. Been taught to be scared of it, programmed that way, you know, and it's important to be unique and share your feelings and what you sense, because we all have this gift. Mm-hmm. We all do. So I like bringing people back to that part of themselves, because this is something that's been looked down upon over eons and eons. This is something that has put a lot of fear into people for eons and eons. And a lot of the times in my process with this business is I wanted to throw my hands up in there and say, screw it. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not taking this flack. I'm not going to be called this anymore. I'm not going to have this energy coming at me anymore. And the last time this happened, I noticed that doesn't come to me anymore. Oh. I'm not attracting that kind of vibe from people, because I feel like through this process, I was almost scared. I was almost fearful of my gifts in a way, because, you know, sometimes after sessions, people will leave and they're just like blown away or busted them out of their mind, and they're more feeling and they're more in their energy. And I sit down and I'm like, how do I, like, what happened here? What? Like, right? So I've started understanding it differently and bringing it in and owning it. I'm owning it more. And I will never be one to own someone else's healing or process. That's a big thing for me. So that's been something that I feel I've been fearful of, is to be walking around. Look at that. I couldn't even say it. It was like my throat chakra was like, nope, you still haven't fully healed that. So that's an awareness for me, but I don't want anyone to ever feel like I'm on a pedestal, I'm above them, and I take ownership for what you have done in your life and the choices you've made. You know, if you come to see me for a session and your life changes, that's because of you. You were pulled to me from the universe. I fully trust that. The universe brings me people constantly. A lot of these opportunities that I go through, like the last one was Expedia on the cruise ship. My business card just manifested on the person's chair in her car. She left her car, she came back, and there was my business card. Oh, that's cool. I should call her and I should do that.
Oh, cruise. Wow.
So I just trust the universe so much, and I know that people will come to me when they are wanting to and when they're ready. And yeah.
You touched on a few things that are really important. The main one is that you give people, like, you show them who they really are. You are a tool. You're not the tool. You're not the end all be all. Because I will speak from my experience. I used to be very addicted to knowing the future, and I would put, like, if you had met me when I was a teenager, I would only go by what you said. Like blind, okay, and you would become, I would almost make you my tool.
Thank you for saying that.
So, and that is really, really big. What do you got to say?
That happens a lot. That actually happens a lot, and I actually refuse it now. If it's becoming a cycle and I'm enabling something where it's like you're just utilizing me and you already know this, you don't need me to know that, right? So I love that you said that because
It's a very big respect for you and for the other, you know, and it might happen. And it's like, it's something that taught me very much. And I can definitely see, because I've healed that part, I can see it. And I can feel it when it starts to bubble, even within myself. And another thing that you touched on, which I'm very happy, is that you are still going through your process too. And you said, oh, my throat chakra, did you really heal? Because that's also a part that we don't, that isn't talked about by many other mediums or, yeah. So I think that's big. And as much work as anybody thinks they've done, there's always more work. But that fact that you're authentic and you like the word organic about it is huge. My scalp is tingling again. Yeah.
That's the thing is I'm just because of what I do doesn't make me more progress than you or better than you. No one is better than you or me. We're all on our path. So I'm continuously growing. Every time I do work, anytime I'm working with someone, I'm learning something. One of my I don't like calling her a student, but she likes to be called a student. I'm mentoring her through shamanism. And just last week, I thanked her. I said, thank you so much for being open and honest and sharing what you just shared and learning what you're learning. But you've actually taught me something. Like you're teaching me something. And literally every single person that I've ever crossed paths with teaches me something. So I'm continuously healing and growing. This spirituality thing is a never ending. It's never ending. It's like the infinity symbol. It doesn't stop. It's just like life. It's the circle of life. It never ends. It doesn't stop. So, you know, there's, how can I word that? There, I have come across a lot of spiritual people who kind of portray that and actually utilize that energy. And that's who they are, and that's okay. But for me, I don't resonate with that. I don't resonate with that. I am just a human being. I am just a person, but I'm extremely spiritual and I like to guide people through their spirituality. That doesn't make me better than you. It doesn't make me all healed and all knowing. Right? Because if I knew everything, I would not be living in Fort St. John. I would own an island. I would, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I
You
think you would
just,
be a light being. You wouldn't
it's,
even be in this physical realm anymore. You would just poof.
But the truth of it is, we are all knowing.
We are.
We are all knowing of what we need to know right now. So.
And speaking of that, I think it's very, for me, what I found is whatever I'm pulled to, we are all knowing and we're in the process of remembering or re-owning our skills, honing, owning, whatever that word is. So I was drawn to reach out to you. And then I was never drawn to Crystal Grizz before we had our session. And then I was, so listening to that call, I think is very important for people who are growing their spirituality or have been doing it for a long time.
Exactly. We're
Yeah.
constantly relearning about ourselves because we're constantly changing. Every day you wake up, you're different. We just go into the human pattern and routine and do the exact same thing. But if you make a choice to make a small little change, you will step into that new vibe. And you do that every day and you're new. So, and a lot of the things we don't want to heal, there's a lot of things that are hard to heal. Like listen to the throat chakra again, say, yeah, that's a tough one. There is a lot of things that everyone goes through that we do not know. That we don't understand, we don't need to understand it. We just need to be more loving and more compassionate for where they are at on their path. So I am not one to judge anybody. I like to judge myself because I'm a human, but I'm getting really good at that. Thank you, universe.
Yes, I can
But
feel
I
you on
will
that.
not judge you for what you're doing, what you've chosen, who you were, who you are, and who you're going to be. Judgment is a very heavy. It's a very big, heavy vibe that's carried around everywhere we go.
It is.
And that's a big thing for me with shopping. Even going and getting groceries these days, it's like put myself in a bubble and just get in, get out, because I can feel that energy right now where there's a lot of that coming up, but I feel like it's sifting us through our own chaos.
It in its own way,
right? Very because much I is. Actually recently learned chaos in Greek, I think it is, means sifting. So chaos means you're sifting. Chaotic stuff happens, so it shakes you up and it shakes everything up and it sifts away what's not needed and it brings in and it holds in what we do need. So we do need to, in a way, judge ourselves because, hey, is this right? Is this not right? Have I outgrown this? Have I grown into this? But judging other people and pointing your finger at them, I will never do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of judgment come at me, and that's where I've kind of had to throw my hands up a few times and say, I don't know if I can do this anymore, but you know what? Judgments that fly to me actually strengthen me. I give thanks now. I give thanks.
It definitely shows, like, if someone is judging you and you know it, it almost sees how strong you are in what you know.
Yes.
And also something I've learned recently for myself is that when I'm judging someone else, it's all about me. It has absolutely nothing to do with them.
Exactly.
That was a really, really big pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. And I used to hear it and people would say it and it would trigger me to no end. And now I'm like, ooh, that was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually by realizing it has everything to do with me, it has helped grow my self-love
mm-hmm.
and my self of understanding and also how I view others who judge. And it actually turns into an unconditional compassion of, oh, okay, that's where they're at. And not in a condescending way. It's in a, I'm always putting my hand over my heart, but it's in a, this is where you are at in your journey. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like where you are, no matter where you are in your journey, is actually perfect and so beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I totally agree. Agree.
And that is a big one going around right now.
It is. It seems to be a big one, but there is some judgment that we do need to have. We need to be judging some things,
like
the situations and stuff like that. But
it's that I find it like what you're talking about is almost feels like a grander judgment as opposed to like the short, sharp ones is the ones that I was more related. But yes, a grander judgment of you judge the life and how the world is changing.
Yes.
That is absolutely needed.
Yeah. And so when that's happening, it's going to affect everybody,
mm-hmm.
right? In our own individual ways. So going back to that whole question and that is I don't want anyone to feel like I'm running up ahead of them and I'm far up ahead and saying, hey, come on, catch up to me. No, I am walking right beside you on your path. I just maybe have some more scrolls of information on my tool belt that I can share with you. That's all it is. It's right. It's the same as you with what you can do. You have so much information with what you offer, right? It's kind of the same with me, just in a different realm mm-hmm. or a different way. So yeah, that's the big thing I think we all need to do is knock people off some pedestals here and put them down onto our own level and see things eye to eye, right? And for us to not put other people above us, because all you're doing when you do that is you're giving your power away.
Quite literally.
You're lowering your frequency and it almost makes you want to not sit up straight and you can't look at people and you just kind of cower. And that's not mm-hmm. what the world needs right now. The world needs more of us standing up as pillars of light, just being who you are. You're beautiful the way you are. You're going to change. You're going to be different tomorrow. Love who you are right now. You will not have today again.
And the people you're most drawn to, usually I find, the ones that are vibrating, they love who they are. And they're those pillars of light. So, and we all know, guaranteed, as soon as I said that, someone or a situation popped into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So be more like that. But that's what I mean by that is being you.
Yes.
The way you get to, quote unquote, that position is by being you and holding and bringing in your light.
Exactly.
And I really like that you touched on it. It's not all light. You know, there's only mm-hmm. shadow with light, but there's nothing. I actually like my shadows now. I'm like, great. The chaos, it brought this up. And I used to want to rush through it and have all my answers and validations and zoom out of there. And now I'm like, every moment is beautiful in its own way. That was a really, really big lesson.
I love that. That is such truth.
Yeah.
That is such truth. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Shamanism is really what helped me step into that too and understand it.
Do you want to talk a bit more about that?
About shadow?
Shamanism and shadow and whatever your
experience is. Stepping into the Celtic shamanism, I'm initiated into Celtic shamanism. I'm a Celtic shaman.
You should say that again. It sounds really good.
I am a Celtic shaman.
There you go.
And if you can see me, I'm using my hands because I always talk with my hands. Really opened up something in me. And that's when I really understood that my business is actually me And, you know, it's me being me. So you can take it or leave it. It really doesn't matter to me at the end of the day, as long as you love yourself. But with the shamanism, it's helped me step into utilizing nature more and understanding the seasons. We do live in a wheel. We live in a time wheel. But back in the day, it was more of the wheel of the year. So it's the seasons, it's traditions throughout the year as well. So it's your life. It's shamanism actually helped me understand that it's your life. You're living your life. Everyone is a shaman. Some people just haven't opened that door yet within themselves. So
I think just saying that, it's going to make a lot of people happy.
What do you mean?
That everyone is a shaman.
It's true. Well, yeah. We all are. How can you not be a shaman when you wake up in the morning and the sun is shining? It's consistent. It's never going to not be there. Same as the moon. How can you not be shaman if you don't have winter in the winter time? Well, in some parts of the world, it's opposite, right? But we all have the same seasons. We all have the same days. Mm-hmm. Every day we all are sharing that. So, right, it's about stepping into that a little bit deeper and recognizing the symbolisms, the synchronicities, the messages and the signs that animal medicine provides to us every single day.
I'm huge on animal medicine.
Every single day, right? Mm-hmm. And so you just seeing a bird flying in the sky, sure, you could see it that way, or you could delve into a little bit deeper and say, what was I thinking when I saw that bird in the sky? What is spirit trying to portray to me right now? What do I need to be doing? Is there a spirit trying to communicate with me? Delving into what type bird that is, right? Shamanism helps you dig deeper. You go below the surface. And so that's where the shadow work comes in. And a lot of people go, ooh, shadow work. Oh. It's not what you think it is. The same as, you know, what I do is not what you think it is. It's not like in the movies where I'm sitting in front of a crystal ball going, woo, and there's things flying around. It's not, right? It's not what you think it is. Mm-hmm. It's not. So shamanism helps you delve into what it is and what it feels like, not necessarily what it looks like.
Yes, so we're very focused on the sight. Mm-hmm. The sight of what, and movies, I think, you know, they've kind of portrayed that.
You know, they haven't opened up another door.
No, that's okay. But they have portrayed that to look a specific way. And yeah, it's almost like turning the page and you realize, oh, hey, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't exactly. judge spirituality by what the movies have said.
Right. And that's kind of like going back to like, is like how I started with tarot cards and how it kind of can have like a negative vibe towards it. It's the same as like all of this stuff that I do, like spirituality, what we, you know, I'm seeing commercials now on TV talking about auras and chakras, crystals, all this kind of stuff. People are waking up to this and starting to realize there's a whole nother world out here other than the world that's been plopped on my lap, right? So like these movies, going into that as the example, there, you know how many people I see that are terrified to start the reading because they've seen Poltergeist or they've seen any of these scary movies where it's like, ooh, right? And they're sharing all of these things that are happening to them that are pretty spooky, right? If you let your brain go that way. Mm-hmm. But if you stop for a minute and go, why did that happen? Where's this coming from? Who's trying to talk to me? Universe is speaking to me here. You're taking your power back from that situation. You're not feeding it fear. So then you don't run off into that path of fear and doubting what you're feeling and what's actually going on, right? Because a lot of people know to the core of their being that there's someone that's trying to talk to them or there's someone who's trying to express a message, but those movies put like these darker colored glasses on their eyes and they're just completely scared. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's a movie.
Right.
It's not like necessarily a tangible experience. It's a movie.
Right. So I've really understood that is people that don't understand are scared. So a lot of people, when they ask me, what do? Like 10 years ago, I would hide it. I would say, I'm a mom. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Wow. That's all I would say.
So what do you say now?
I say, I own a business. I own a business. I do readings. I teach meditation, do healing work. And just last month, I was up north, up going towards where it was. I was working with Prophet River First Nations and I went into the hotel. This is actually a really cool story that just popped into my head. Get into the hotel and there's four guys in the lobby with me. We're all waiting to check in. It's taking a little bit of time. I'm standing there with all my colorful clothes and my hair up and my crystals, and everyone's talking about what they do and where they're from. And it got to my turn, and I looked at the guy and I said, my name's Jen, and yeah, and I own a business and I do readings and I teach meditation. And he stopped me right there and he said, oh, you're one of those, are you?
Oh, that's the common line.
Yeah, and I went, yeah, I am one of those. And it was the first time in my life where I didn't feel like I should be ashamed, and tears would start welling up. It didn't happen this time. I looked him right in the eye and I said, yeah, that is, I am that. That is who I am. And the guy behind him said, someone like you actually helped me and my girlfriend because my mom passed away. So people like you, we need you in this world. And then the guy who made that comment retracted and kind of, I saw him swallow, and he said, yeah, yeah, we do need more people like you in this world. And the whole thing changed, but it was because of me, because I'm more confident, I'm more solid, and I'm more...
You anchored your light and who you are. That was actually what I'm seeing, is that it was a beautiful healing moment.
It was.
You anchored, and then the gentleman with the girlfriend, it brought up healing and continued healing, because by their healing, my scalp is tingling again, they healed. The other gentleman that said, you're one of those. And not only that, it's energetically, I love the ripple effect. That was felt probably through the whole region of where you are. That's actually really, really beautiful.
It was actually pretty big for me. I went up to the room and I actually shed some tears of joy. I was like, I'm proud of myself, pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
I did that. I can't believe that just happened. And that's when I really, even that whole weekend of work with the community, one of my most powerful weekends, and it's only getting more and more powerful.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of that, you work with communities, so Prophet River. I know do. That. Have you been to Blueberry? I think my mother-in-law is there, and she says, oh, Jen's coming. And
yes, I have been to Blueberry. I haven't been there in quite some time. I work with Prophet River First Nations, Fort Nelson First Nations, Moberly First Nations, and Soto First Nations. It was actually predicted by my Nana that I would be working with Indigenous people.
Go Nana.
Yeah.
She was on to something.
She's totally on to something. And I actually really resonate working with the communities right now for myself, because they are so community. Let me tell you, it'll make me start getting emotional. The love that I feel when I walk into all these communities is amazing, regardless of what's going on. They have a lot of things to heal. Right, with everything that's come to light now with the residential schools and all of this, it's brought up a lot in the communities. But they are the most beautiful people and the most beautiful communities. They have the right idea. Stick together, work together, band together, don't turn on each other, work together. That's how you're going to get things done. Right. So even if families are, you know, backs are turned, at the end of the day, if someone in the community needs a roof fixed, they're going to all go over and they're going to fix that roof. I've seen that so many times. They have all the communities always have like a big hall where the community members, everyone's welcome for food, and you just come and you have your meal. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's the way it should be. You know, you're not always going to get along with someone. You're not always going to see eye to eye with someone, but at the end of the day, we both bleed red and we're both standing on earth. What can we do to help each other?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
and if you talk to people, they often miss, oh, I remember when I was younger, we had like huge Christmases together, or if you celebrate Christmas, mm-hmm. or we had huge gatherings, or we did that as mm-hmm. a family. And it seems like we've all kind of vibrated apart.
Yes.
So that's it's beautiful. It's highly impactful. And yes. I love how you go with the flow. You just, it speaks huge. Mm-hmm. It really does, yeah.
Yeah, and I love learning about culture and traditions and helping certain members rekindle their culture and their traditions and understand it's okay to do it. And
I've always been really drawn to it, so I totally understand.
Yeah.
And it's needed.
Yes.
And anchoring the light doesn't always look like, it's not always just readings or just Chris. It can look many, many different. You anchor the light in that hotel lobby.
Yes.
You anchored the light in those. We're anchoring the light right now.
Yes.
Through this podcast. And it has no, you know, you talked about, oh, what people think it looks like. And I'm using air quotes.
Yes.
And it's even, that was like a snippet. This is even grander than that, what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So, because anchoring the light seems to be something that, I'm going to say sometimes it's thrown around, but it's so much grander and deeper and multifaceted. And that's a beautiful way to do it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You also go to Grand Prairie too, correct?
I go to Grand Prairie, yeah. One of my friends opened her dream store and she's been wanting to do this for years, so I told her I would go there every second week, and I have. I'm going again, when do I go? The long weekend, July 2nd and 3rd. I have some openings there. At Beneath the Witch's Hat is her store.
I like that.
Me too. And she's owning herself too and just rocking it and helping so many people too. But yeah, and I do like gatherings. So you can come here to the Wisdom Tree and have a gathering with a group of loved ones, or I can come to your home, or yeah, and or do one-on-ones. I'm just kind of all over. I do house clearings. if it's spiritual, I do it. It's kind of like I have this tool belt and it's full of all these different spiritual avenues, but it depends on where you're at, right? So that's another thing too, is like, how do I know if I should come see you? Well, if you're pulled to come see me, come see me. Yeah. And sometimes you don't even know why you're coming to see me, and it just flows.
Like,
so
that's what happens with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what do we? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just
right, and
I'm
it just
here,
happens. So yeah. So I meet you on your path where you're at. No judgment, open arms, and say, let's get through this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's clear away some layers of energy and emotions that maybe are not yours, or you've outgrown, or maybe they're holding you back. And yeah,
mm-hmm.
You dump it in this room, and I clear this room, and then I go on to the next.
That's perfect.
Yes.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to give them a sneak peek. We are going to be doing this and potentially other cool things. So stay tuned, but thank you so much. So again, they can reach you on Facebook. That's where you're at, really. Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram. We're going to get our wings on that. And your website.
Yes.
And then, yeah, they can just messenger you if they want to book appointments.
Absolutely.
Or stop into the Wisdom Tree. Can they book an appointment here?
Everything's really separate. But okay. I've been actually thinking about putting something out there so people can like put their name and number on like a book or something.
I think that was a
sign.
Hold
of you. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking because that kind of came to me a little while ago. And I never actually did that. So thank you.
Yeah, see how it works?
It's, right? We're always teaching one another.
Mm-hmm.
We always are. It's just up to us to be receptive to it. But I am extremely grateful for you opening this space for us and for me too. It feels really good to just sit and talk and share.
Yes.
So I'm extremely grateful and very honored that you were pulled to talk to me or mm-hmm. have me talk to you.
Talk to one another. And we had huge smiles the whole time. And if you saw our hands, I almost think we should video like they're... We talk more with our hands than with our mouths.
We can't sit close to each other.
Yes. I'm surprised we haven't whacked the microphone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I've been watching it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And stay tuned for more.